No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we're doing an interview with an up-and-coming superstar, Lil 50.
Y'all know what the fuck going on. How y'all coming?
What's going on, man?
Just chilling.
How you doing?
I've been chilling, man. Focus.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about where you're from.
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. Huff, 93rd. That's just Cleveland, Ohio.
Right. What was it like growing up out there?
Sometimes you go through the struggle. Sometimes people be in the suburbs. It's all type, you feel me? So from my perspective, you feel me? Struggle. I've been in the streets, you feel me, on the block.
Who introduced you to the streets?
Ain't nobody introduced me to the streets. It just happened.
It was just there?
Yeah. I ain't had no choice.
What are your parents like?
Huh?
What are your parents like? What do they do?
What you mean what they do?
Were both your parents around?
Nah. My dad got a whole other lifestyle going on. You know.
What kind of lifestyle?
He got a whole other family. You feel me? That's what I'm saying.
So he wasn't around at all during your childhood?
He was trying to do a little something, but he really wanted. He'd disappear, then he'd come back there. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Okay. What about your mom, though? How's your relationship with her?
That's my best friend. She outside right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure she tried to keep you out of trouble, right?
Yeah.
But it sounds like it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't.
How old are you?
I'm 15. I mean, 16.
15, Jesus Christ. I'm just going to look over here and act like I don't see anything being smoked. Maybe we can blur it out. Dear Lord. How long have you been smoking for?
3 years.
That's gonna stunt your growth. I mean, maybe it might stunt your growth. Either way, who gave you?
Huh?
How'd you get? They're not gonna sell it to you at a shop out here, right? Okay. So, how'd you? So tell me, did you ever get in trouble or anything when you were younger?
What you mean?
Like you ever run into trouble with the law or anything?
No, not for real. I had a little receiver stole the property in a car. I just was on house arrest a couple months ago. Something went down. It was in jail for like 3 weeks.
What happened while you were on house arrest?
You said what?
You were on house arrest and something went down?
Yeah.
What happened?
I ain't gonna speak on that, but it ain't, you feel me?
Okay, that's probably a good idea. So how did you start rapping?
I was on Band Lab. I was just rapping with my homeboy. We used to be rapping. You know Band Lab? You know the app Band Lab? It's a rapper.
Okay.
It's a rapper little app. I was on there. I used to be rapping in this furnace room. And I was just doing it. I just kept on doing it.
And how did you start getting a following? Or how were you promoting your music early on?
I was just posting it. I did my first video shoot. I was doing little skits of me rapping and all that. Then I ran into TJ.
Little TJ?
Yeah.
How'd you run into him?
I did my first video called Steppin' For Real, and I had posted it. And he commented up under there. I DM'd it. And it just went on from there. Feel me? Flew me out. Nobody else happened.
And so you guys become close after that?
Yeah.
Okay. And was there talks about him signing you or something?
Yeah. I'm signed by him.
You are signed by him. So what was the process like of making that decision?
What you mean?
Like, I don't know, did you just say yes automatically or did you have to like go over it with your family or lawyers?
I went over with my people. Went over with the lawyer. Everything was straight, you know.
So you already had, like, a manager or something at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so once you signed a little TJ, what do you start doing together? Or are you still working on that because it's kind of new?
No, we ain't. Yeah, we still working on that light way, but we've been in the studio making film, regular trying to turn up, you know.
How long ago was this that you signed?
For, like, probably like a year now.
Oh, a year. Okay. So So how'd you meet Track? Because I met you through 100K Track.
I met Track through TJ.
Oh, okay. And he introduced you like, I want to do a deal together with you? Or is he's part of this whole deal as well?
And he just introduced me to him. Shit, me and Track just started fucking with each other, and I guess he introduced to me, he wanted him to manage me. It just went like that.
Legendary. What's it like rolling around with Track?
It's all right, business.
He's business oriented?
Straight business.
What about when you want to do wild ass young kid shit? How does he facilitate that?
We don't be on that for no.
No? You don't gotta like,
yeah, you know, some good money shit.
Drive you over to some girl's house or something. It might be kind of awkward for Track. I'm imagining it right now. Or you just have chicks pull up on you?
We ain't gonna speak up.
You're not gonna tell me about what it's like to be a rapping ladies man at a young age?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. I'm 39. Sometimes I have them pull up on me. Yeah, I be having them pull up on me for real. I don't be going to motherfuckers' house and shit.
Okay, yeah, that's probably a good idea. That's how you get killed. Yeah. You know, 21 said, the last one was easy. He pull up on random hoes. In other words, don't be pulling up on girls. Let them come to you. Although then you're still going to get robbed. So meet them at a hotel, maybe. just advice. Okay, so you kind of have like two different styles. You got like your more melodic stuff, and then you got your more drill, aggressive stuff. What's your preference?
Both, for real. I do everything. But for real, I be drill rapping for real, but I do all that. I know how to do everything. I'm starting to fuck with the melodic, you feel me, the singing shit more.
What do you think your fans want from you more?
I don't know. Cause they be fucking with the melodic shit. But they really be fucking with the drill shit too, because you know that's what I first started with. That's what I came off with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know though. I gotta see what's up with that though.
What are you more motivated to do? Because you've made it. So are you still like motivated to make, you know, the more aggressive, violent drill type stuff?
What you mean?
I mean, now that you're seeing success, are you still motivated to make the more angry content?
Yeah, it's the same shit. Yeah, I'm the same nigga, bro. Ain't nothing shit changed.
Okay. Okay. What? You have this G Herbo feature coming out. You got him on one of your records?
Yeah.
What was it like meeting him and stuff? Is that someone you've been listening to for a while?
Yeah, it was cool. I've been listening to his shit for sure. It was cool, though. We made some hot shit. We got some hot shit on the way.
Right. What was he like? Did he give you any words of wisdom?
Huh?
Did he give you any?
Yeah, he did a lot of that, yeah.
Like what? Did he tell you anything in particular?
Yeah.
He told you not to pull up on random hoes? No, I told you that. Oh, me and 21, really. Okay. So who's your dream feature?
I ain't got no dream feature. I ain't got no dream feature.
Who are your favorite artists?
Right now. Probably Yeah, right now.
Go to the
Chicken
fucking...
Chicken P.
What?
Chicken P.
Who's that?
This one nigga. I don't even know where he from.
Chicken?
Chicken P. He be island up.
Chicken P. That's a crazy rap name. I got to check it out. I just got to make sure I'm not being trolled right now. Chicken P. There he is. Chicken P. Money counter. 2.6 million views. This is how I found out about you, Chicken P. I'm guessing we need an interview. He actually looks very entertaining. Looks like he's got a lot of personality and life. All right, I'm tapped in with Chicken P now. Look at that. I ain't even heard him, and I already like him. Mm-hmm. Who else? You listen to mostly like street rappers like that, or
yeah,
are you?
THF, Lil Twin. He got some hard shit.
Uh huh.
I've been listening to a lot of, feel me, upcoming artists too.
Okay, so you don't listen to any of the greats? You don't listen to Future and Thug and Gunna?
Yeah, but not for real, for real. I be still tuning in on what's going on still, you feel me?
Right. What about, like, the Chicago greats, like Lil Durk?
I be fucking with Lil Durk shit.
Do you like his street shit or his more melodic shit?
Melodic shit.
Really? I end up skipping the melodic stuff after, like, one or two listens of the album, to be honest. What's it like? You think you're going to, because, like, you know, you're working with Track. He's tapped in with Melly. Is that someone you'd want to work with once he was released? Since he's presumably going to beat his second trial here?
Yeah. Hopefully we got some shit on the way.
Right. I hear you talking about a lot of people that you lost, and like you tag them and you're on your Instagram photos and stuff. Who have you lost that was close to you?
My cousin, Tyler.
What happened to him?
He got shot. Shot and killed.
Damn. Who else?
My other cousin. He just died like two months ago. Like 2 months ago. What? His name what?
Same story?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
He was rapping and shit too. Both of them was rapping and shit.
So you got a lot of beef back home?
I don't know.
I mean, sounds like it, but yeah. Okay, so what are you working on now? You got like just doing the music videos? Are you you got a project dropping anytime soon or what?
Yeah, I think I got a project dropping around September or October. I think October 13th or something like that. Friday 13th.
Okay. And you happy with it? What producers do you work with? Who's in charge of your beats?
To me, like, who in charge of my beats? I be fucking with niggas, though. I fuck with my nigga A. Manny, Young Shot.
Okay. What's it like being so young in the game, dealing with so many older people in their 30s and shit like that? Is it kind of intimidating? You feel like you're getting the hang of it pretty quick?
No, it's regular shit. Yeah, regular shit.
You think you were born to do this?
It don't matter.
Don't matter. You're gonna do it anyway. It's regular. What else do you want the people to know about you?
Shit. Don't try to try me.
A word? How come?
What you mean, how come? I'm just saying.
What's gonna happen if somebody
tries you? Don't try to try me. Just leave it at that.
I'm just fucking with you. What happened to the last guy that tried you?
We ain't gonna speak on that. We on the money route right now.
Good answer. He's properly media trained. You got him. All right. Hey, what's walk down 50 mean? That's your Instagram name. What's a walk down?
Walk down. Do research.
I'm gonna hit up Lil Reese.
Do research.
Me and him do our research together. Then I tap it with J-Main and I do my homework. Who you got in a boxing match, J-Main or Lil Reese?
I don't know. Just leave that shit alone. Let them do that.
You a Lil Reese fan?
Not for real.
You got to get tapped in. That's one of the forefathers of this drill shit.
Of his shit though.
We gotta spend an hour or two together. We gotta play you some drill like classics from all over the world, but mostly Chicago.
I fuck with Chief Keef too.
Oh yeah.
I've been listening to his shit.
That's a goat.
Been listening to his shit.
Yeah. Do your homework. And your research. All right, Lil 50. Appreciate you. You like 50 Cent?
Yeah.
Because people are gonna think you're his son at some point. Like normal people, they're gonna think you're his son.
Yeah, dumb people.
I mean, like, Lil Easy is Easy's son. You thinking about firing on me right now?
What's wrong with him, though? Like,
shout out Lil 50. 100K. What the fuck is up? Big Cubans in this bitch. Pink D&G shirts. Let's go. No Jumper. Lil 50. Hey, man, if you become the biggest rapper in the world, this is going to be like the most fucking insane interview ever. People are going to be like, dude, look at this. I'm going to get so much shit because you're smoking weed, too. And I was like, I could claim that I didn't know you were going to do that, but it was sitting on the table when we started the interview. So I don't think that's going to work. I might have to ask my lawyer. All right. Appreciate you. Wow.